What a perfect evening. This must be the next stop. Darling, don't bother getting up. You can stay right where you are. Oh, you know who I am. You know why I'm here. No, most certainly not Santa Claus. Are you fucking kidding me right now? You've got to be joking. You are joking. Well, someone is full of an unnecessary amount of snark, all things considered. Now, let's not any longer, You almost look frightened. Are my eyes glowing in the darkness off-putting to you, darling? Was this form not quite what you were expecting? Or was it exactly what you were expecting? And that is why you purposely, foolishly, willfully disobeyed the customs. Yes, you know. You're supposed to have new clothing to wear by Christmas Eve. And you purposely avoided that. Certainly you'd be receiving something tomorrow. But Christmas Eve takes a bit more forethought, a bit more planning. Or, in your case, purposeful disregard for the customs of the land you are currently residing in. Did you think that the Yule Cat was really just another fairy tale? Just another silly little folklore thing? Well, where did that line of thinking get you, darling? Really? It's cute, the way you're trying to put on a brave face. But as I sit here atop you, with my fists gripping your shirt, I can feel your entire body tremble beneath me. Oh, what's the matter? Did you misunderstand the tale? Indeed, the Yule Cat does devour those who are unfortunate enough to not have new clothing on Christmas Eve. Did you think that it meant something other than me ripping you limb from limb? Cracking you open like a wet piece of fruit. Well, typically, I am not a creature prone to mercy. However, if I'm being completely honest, I find your hubris both admirable and astonishing. Seriously. No cap. Pretense off the table. God damn, that was probably the dumbest thing you could have done. Enough so that I am mightily tempted to spare your life. For now, at least. Yeah. Oh, I can see it in your eyes, that warring of emotions that's torn between fear and lust and confusion. You weren't exactly expecting a cat girl to come pounce upon you in your sleep, were you? However, the internet has ruined a great many things. And while once the image of me was a large, fearsome feline beast, over time, as happens with thought forms and other beings of worship, we are gradually shaped by the thoughts and whims of those who worship and give tribute to us. And so I have become this thing, this diminutive humanoid, cat-eared, sharp-toothed, feminine creature. Yeah. Really wish I could get that out of my system as well. It is so insufferable when you are trying to be menacing. Regardless, I shall leave you with a warning. If you do not wish for me to come along and remove portions of your anatomy that you are rather attached to, I would suggest making certain that when Christmas Eve rolls around next year, you ensure that you have received something to wear before the dawning of Christmas Day. So, yeah. I shall leave you and head off to the next house. And so help me God, if it's another weeb, I am going to lose my shit. sleep well, darling.